Conservative critics of American universities have often made the claim that liberal professors indoctrinate their students with their liberal political views. But recent studies suggest that's not true. And joining me now to discuss the matter is A. Lee Fritschler, professor of public policy at George Mason University, co-author of the new book, Closed Mind, Politics and Ideology in American Universities, from Brookings Institution Press. Welcome to our show.
Thank you. Glad to be with you.
Does anyone know where the idea that professors influence their students' politics originated?
It certainly has been kicking around for a long time, and it's been very vociferously stated in the last 4 or 5 years. I really can't say with any sense of empirical certainty, but I suppose it's politically motivated.
Would you be described as a liberal professor?
Yes. I had an appointment in the Clinton and Carter administrations.
So people, conservatives can just dismiss all of this as, well, you know, this is coming from a liberal and he is just making an argument. But is there scientific proof that the so-called liberal professor is influencing his students' ideas?
Well, let me take that from a couple of perspectives. First of all, several surveys have been done in recent years, including ours, and we also, as part of our survey, did some focus groups with students around the country, and they unanimously say that, no, this doesn't happen on any routine basis. It can happen, of course. We have about 1.5 million professors in the United States today, so obviously you can find an example of almost anything. But on a routine or systematic basis, they say, no, it doesn't happen. And, of course, one of the ironies, I suppose, is the word in all of this, is that most students up until the last election, and I'm not sure exactly how that turned out in terms of student participation and voting, were more on the conservative side than on the liberal. So if faculty members are proselytizing, they're not doing a very good job until perhaps very recently, but frankly, I doubt that too.
Hasn't this been historically true? Wasn't much of the university faculty during the Vietnam War more conservative than the students? And then, as you point out, students became more conservative at a time when those anti-war activists were teaching in the universities.
Yeah, absolutely correct. And if you go back before Vietnam to really the beginning of the Republic or the beginning of universities in this country, they were very conservative institutions up until about 50 years ago. Boards of trustees were white men. Most faculty were white men. Most students were white men. Only 20-25% of the eligible age group went on to higher education. Up until about 1960, and now that's grown to about 70% of high school graduates go on. So I think what's happened is that universities have taken on, have become kind of mirrors of American society. They're very diverse. Right now there are more women enrolled in med school and law school than men. Minorities have made great gains in college and university attendance. So things have changed pretty dramatically in the demographic makeup and size of universities. So I think you'll see some mirroring in universities of what happens in the society around them.
My guest is A. Lee Fritschler, professor of public policy at George Mason University. This is WNYC, WNYC.org. I'm Leonard Lopate. Michael Barone, a fellow at the Conservative American Enterprise Institute, recently warned of a liberal thugocracy operating across America's universities and extending into Barack Obama's political machine.
Yes, he's also a columnist for Newsweek, or maybe U.S. News. Sorry, I might have that wrong. I have that article. As a matter of fact, I've written a response to it. It seems to me the accusation in that article and some quite similar from other sources are really very, very serious. I mean, the accusation is that universities, thought-wise, intellectually, and so on, are the most closed places in American society. If that is true, we really have failed big time. I mean, universities must be exactly the opposite of that. So the accusation is serious. And it is the accusations like that and preceding his that led us to write this book, Closed Minds, and do the study to bring together some other empirical studies, but also do our own to try to get a fix on where we stand in the United States on this issue today.
Well, there is a sense that the media are liberal and that professors and, in fact, academics in general tend to be leftists.
Our colleagues at George Mason, Seymour Martin Lipset, and Everett Carl Ladd, about 40 years ago, did a survey on this subject, and they found that indeed, faculty members are more liberal to a small extent than the society in general was at that time. What we did was take their questions and then added some of our own, and then we did these interviews and focus groups too. But on the data side, we surveyed we had responses from about 1,200 faculty members. And what we found was that there was not much of a change from 40 years ago. The Lipset-Ladd study data was about the same as ours in our update, with one major exception, and that is the science faculty. Science faculty over these last 30 or 40 years have become more liberal.
Why do you think that is?
My guess, and this is a guess, is that in the last 7 or 8 years, the federal government has clamped down on science funding. It's become more political. Restrictions on certain types of research and research funding have been put in place, thinking of stem cell research and related items. And my guess is that science faculty's attention has been perked up in a political sense, and they're not especially happy with those restrictions and are beginning to express it. But it's not a major shift.
Did you find that students' political beliefs do tend to change while they're in college?
You know, that's the interesting point. We didn't do the empirical work on this. Others have done it. They seem to pick up their political views from their family and friends, and they don't change much in a university. Now, if there's a dramatic shift in the real world, students are obviously a part of that. I mean, we have 18 million students in American higher education today, so they're very much a part of the general population, the electorates, and so on, and very much pursued, as they were in the last election, for their votes. So, there'll be some changing of mind, I suppose, at various points, political points in our history, but nothing that can be attributed, it seems to me, to any kind of systematic attempt on the part of those of us who teach to change their political orientation.
Well, there are conservative universities, and students go to Jerry Falwell's Liberty University or Bob Jones University knowing that there's a political agenda. And I remember when I was in school, some teachers argued that the whole idea of going to a school of the sort that I went to, Brooklyn College, you're supposed to argue all sides, and that was part of my education. Is the suggestion by people like Michael Barone that only one side should be discussed? I'm not exactly sure what he would like to see.
You should have been a co-author of the book. We asked ourselves that question many times. It seems to me to be ironic, and there's that word again, that the most controlled ideological universities are on the right. There are not similar institutions on the left of any size or significance that I can think of.
Well, the New School is going through a fight right now because it seems like the faculty is more liberal than the president, Bob Kerry.
I'm glad you brought that up. I know very little about it, but I did read in the Times this morning the lengthy story on it. And it was in some ways an example of what we were talking about initially, I think. The Times wrote that the liberal faculty was voted a no-confidence vote against their president. But I've never thought, first of all, then that idea is dropped. Then there's no more liberal conservative. It becomes a question of the number of provosts who have served only short terms and issues of faculty governance and other things. The only political item mentioned in the story was the Iraq War. I knew Senator Kerry a bit when he was here in Washington. I never thought of him as conservative, and maybe on some issues. But knowing only what I know from this morning's paper and a little bit of background from the ancient past, I can't quite characterize that discussion or that fight in liberal-conservative terms. But I could be missing something.
So just to sum up, I've heard many, many times that students tend to enter universities a bit more conservative than they leave. That's not true?
We didn't find, I don't know what you mean by a bit, but in our measurements, we simply did not find that to be true. In opening this conversation, you said something very interesting, I thought, and that is journalism is thought as being liberal also, and in a sense being accused in the same way that universities are. But if you look at newspapers around the country and talk radio and television news and so on, it's awfully difficult for me to see how that can be characterized as liberal. And you have the same sorts of accusations flying in universities or about universities, but when you really get down to it and start doing some counting and some interviewing, both on the press side and on the university side, one doesn't see too much evidence of this.
A listener, Peter from Sunset Park, says that many professors are not at fault for sharing liberal views, but are at fault for teaching or tolerating the dismissal of other points of view.
I don't know. Perhaps. We haven't seen anything like that. Once again, he's talking about 1.5 million people. How many of them do that? I do not know. It is against our professional ethics. The AAUP code for academe says you can't do that. I can't believe that there are many professors out there who violate those ethics, but there undoubtedly are some.
Well, another listener, Jeffrey from East Elmhurst, writes, what does it mean to be influenced? Are college professors, no matter what their politics, strapping their students to iron chairs and forcing them to listen to Marxist speeches? Is just being exposed to something going to mean that one is automatically going to adopt it for his or her own?
Well, that's an interesting way of putting it, very colorful. Yeah, he knows, and I know, and you know, that doesn't happen. The accusations today from the right, especially in the light of recent studies, including ours, tend to be that faculties create an environment or an atmosphere of liberalism which infects students, that there's no direct attempt, no outward attempt to change students' ideology, but the atmosphere of the university somehow does that. I really can't deal very specifically with that very nonspecific complaint. I don't see it at George Mason, where I happen to teach, and I was assistant secretary for higher ed in the Clinton days and got to know a lot of universities, and I never detected this, but I suppose somehow or other that sort of atmospheric view is in the eye of the beholder, but I simply can't say much more about that.
A. Lee Fritzler is professor of public policy at George Mason University, co-author of the new book, Closed Mind, Politics and Ideology in American Universities, from Brookings Institution Press. Thank you so much for being with us today.
And thank you for inviting me. I enjoyed it.